Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Good love. Good love.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about bladder disease. Yeah, I'm getting lots of calls about this lately, so I thought, well, let's just do a show. Yeah, we're going to talk about that first part of the show. Also, what else do we have in our stack here? We can be talking about common products that pets, you don't want to give to pets, and also maybe some chemotherapy news. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. And if you're not, time groweth short. I did bring my devotional today, and today's devotional is from Luke 12 and Luke 1, and it goes like this. Are you on the path of my choosing? There is no randomness about your life. Here and now comprises the coordinates of your daily life. Most people let their moments slip through their fingers, half-lived, They avoid the present by worrying about the future or longing for a better time and place. They forget that they are creatures who are subject to limitations of time and space. They forget their creator, who walks with them only in the present. Every moment is alive with my glorious presence to those whose hearts are intimately connected with mine. And as you give yourself more and more to the life of constant communion with me, you will find that you simply have no time to worry. Thus, you have freed, you're freed, and let your spirit and mind direct your steps, enabling you to walk along the path of peace. Yeah, entwine that spirit with the Lord. It's a better place to be. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, looks like energy drinks, according to a study, found to produce harmful changes in blood pressure and heart function. This is from a team of researchers, University of Pacific in Stockton, California. It says, according to the authors of the study, as a large research study, they said they have long known that energy drinks may adversely affect cardiac health, but none of the studies actually examine the safety of the ingredients. So there are more than 500 energy drink products on the market, and while both manufacturers and fans say that these drinks are completely safe and do have caffeine and can increase your heart rate a little bit, a number of associated emergency room departments have lots of visits and deaths to say otherwise, apparently. So the Food and Drug Administration considers your caffeine dose up to 400 milligrams to be safe. Aside from the caffeine, though, the energy drinks also contain 4 ounces of sugar, some synthetic B vitamins, and an energy blend of taurine and other ingredients. So when these participants took the energy drinks, their blood pressure levels went up by 5 points and remained high for 6 hours. So if you're constantly drinking this type of thing, not good for the old cardio there. So FYI on energy drinks. Plus, you know, I hear they're really bad for your teeth, the enamel on your teeth. So beware of that. Speaking of heart rates, here's another one on the Quack Report. Restricting your sodium intake, they say, doesn't reduce your blood pressure, according to these new research findings that were published in the Experimental Biology 2017. They were saying Boston University School of Medicine conducted the research that sodium consumption and blood pressure and cardiovascular disease, it hasn't been well understood. So they found that people who consume 2,500 milligrams to 4,000 milligrams of sodium each day actually had lower blood pressure than those who were on a sodium-restricted diet or took less than 25 milligrams a day. So they also said the same group displayed lower blood pressure when they had more magnesium and potassium and calcium in their system. So there you go. Getting the right nutrients can go a long way. If you're looking for some straight-up sun-dried salt with your minerals in it, look at thepowerherbs.com. And last but not least, that's a quack report. Toxic malaria vaccine is going to be tested in Africa. Did you hear about this? Oh, yeah. Yep. Let's see. The WHO is announcing that they're going to be starting to test the new anti-malaria vaccine in Kenya and other parts of Africa beginning in 2018. So they've been developing this vaccine. They said it's going to be a great victory over malaria. It's going to make a huge difference. But as we know, Bill Gates on TED Talk said that, you know, they can control the population, 15% of it with vaccine. So I'm kind of going with that. I don't know about you, but that's you know, vaccines are artificial infections. They're just not normal or natural. It's just biologically undermining what God made. So that's just my take. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about bladder disease, incontinence, bladder cancer, all that stuff. You'll be surprised what causes that. Yeah, in most cases. Yep, yep. Because I seem to be hearing more reports of bladder disease than in the past 10 years. Simply, it is amazing how many people call me. So why are more people coming down with bladder problems, which can even take months or years to properly diagnose? Well, having an ill bladder will be difficult to live with. And there are numerous symptoms, including crossover symptoms, that can even stump doctors when they're trying to get a diagnosis. So the bladder wall has all these layers, and there, and where the problem is located in the bladder, it can be difficult to pinpoint it, but once they find it, unfortunately, you know, the bladder issues, especially with bladder cancer, modern medicine doesn't really know the cause. So if you don't know the cause, you're not going to get to the cure. But, you know, I don't think modern medicine cares about that. So let's take a look at what increases your risk to bladder problems out there. So what's involved? Well, the bladder has these different layers, and most problems begin inside the bladder and in the inner wall that's called the urothelium. And this is a layer that lines the inside of your bladder and also the urethra, which is that duct, that piping, basically your plumbing, where urine passes from the kidney to the bladder. So this tissue also does involve part of your kidneys as well. So modern medicine has this fallback explanation for bladder disease, and they say it's caused by inflammation. And so the tests the doctors are going to run could include your CT scans, your x-rays. They may do a bladder scan, an ultrasound. They may do a cystoscopy. Let me go up there and check it out with a camera. Blood tests that could include a prostate test for men, the PSA. Urine analysis, of course, then there's this urodynamic test, which they tend to measure the bladder's ability to empty, okay? And speaking of emptying, let's look at this retention problem. In many cases, the bladder disease doctors will tell patients they have is they'll just say your bladder's not emptying when you urinate. And this is called urinary retention. And this is a condition affecting both men and women as they get older. But often the prostate is involved with regard to the men. And with regard to women, it could be a prolapse bladder, or the bladder could just be out of position. It could shift. And that could be the problem. Now, a congested bowel can also put pressure on the bladder. So doctors will do these tests to try to rule out obstructions like, you know, stones, infections, of course, your inflammation, your famous word there, nerve problems in the bladder wall, and even the signal between your brain and your bladder. However, in many cases, it's the drugs the people are taking, which is the cause of a lot of these bladder problems. So let's look at some long-term urinary retention issues that can also lead to frequent urinary tract infections, discomfort and pain, of course, urgent feeling to urinate, but you can't urinate. That's annoying. How about bloated lower belly area, difficulty starting a urine stream, weak urine flow, feeling the need to urinate after you finished urinating, bladder damage, and also kidney damage from these bladder issues, especially when the bladder doesn't empty. Well, let's look at some of the drugs that can cause these problems. You know, in some cases, patients are on a lot of medicines that can cause the retention issue. And look at our elderly. They're on many drugs, and often they develop urinary retention issues. Usually it's from a combination of medicines that the patient is taking at the same time, and medicine calls it concomitant medication. So you got a combination of meds. And this is a very common with drugs that are producing side effects, and then they, you know, prescribe more drugs for the side effects. That's where that's coming in. So, now, for instance, you know, people are usually on more than one medication when they're being treated for heart disease or diabetes or depression or even infections. Now, the classes of drugs known to produce urinary retention and bladder problems would be your antipsychotic drugs, antidepressants, drugs for respiratory illnesses, opioids, anesthetics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, benzodiazepines, which we covered the other week, which, you know, they use those for seizures, anti-seizures, and for drug withdrawal. Also calcium channel blockers, your blood vessel hypertension drugs, and drugs for overactive bladder called detrusor relaxants. Mm. So patients in these situations are going to be told by their doctor that they can treat the bladder retention, and often it can include a catheterization. So there's like 180 different types of catheters that are made, and 330 million of them are sold in the United States for various medical reasons. Other than catheterization, the treatment options would be surgery. For men, it could involve the prostate, of course. And also for women, it could be the bladder tack issue. You're going to tack up the bladder if it's out of position. Well, here's something that you're never going to hear from your doctor. At least I doubt you will. You know, when you're in the throne room and you're trying to do your business, sometimes you think too much, you know. In some instances, the bladder may not be emptying because of your brain. The brain controls a lot of body functions, voluntary and involuntary. So if you think too much, or you're thinking about something that is stressful or makes you feel anxious, you can interrupt your urine stream without paying attention, and then you think you've finished, when in fact the urine remains in the bladder. So if your bladder's not emptying, try not thinking of anything. Or, you know, think of a favorite song to distract your mind so you can empty the bladder. Also, position while you're sitting on the throne, very important too. A lot of times you might want to tilt the pelvis one way or the other to see if you can empty what still remains in there. All right, let's talk about the bladder cancer. Illness can give cancer the opportunity to rear its ugly head. So bladder cancer entails about 5% of all the cancer cases in the United States. So men are three times more likely to get bladder cancer than women, and Caucasians are more prone to this disease than other races. So modern medicine does not know what causes bladder cancer. However, research has suggested that certain treatments, certain foods and beverages can increase your risk of bladder cancer, which are cured and smoked meats and fish, smoking, of course, food preservatives like nitrates, artificial food additives and sweeteners or saccharin, caffeine, and chemotherapy. Now, common symptoms that a person may have if they have bladder cancer would be: you get blood in the urine, but it's not consistent, and the blood could be either really dark red, pink, or orange. Also, a change in bladder habits, in other words, a sudden urge to urinate when the bladder is empty. How about frequent urination, as well as a burning sensation upon urinating? And then, of course, you know, loss of ability to urinate would be in this mix, as well as swelling of the feet, bone pain, loss of appetite, weight loss, and low back pain on one side. Well, let's look at some new research. Research done at the University of Kent in the UK stated that a bacterial infection may be the cause of bladder urgency, often associated with depression by 42%, and diabetes by 31%. Well, looking at that, do you suppose that it's the drugs these patients are on for those conditions that increases their risk of infection, incontinence, bladder retention, and cancer? Well, apparently, the bladder issue is in the top 10 complaints from patients that are suffering from depression and diabetes. And I bet you it's because of their meds that they're on. However, doctors associate the problem with, hello, inflammation, a symptom, but not a cause. So the Kent researchers stated that inflammation was due to a bacterial infection that has invaded the bladder wall. So their research was published in the American Journal of Physiology, Renal Physiology, in 2016. But other research in 2012 by the Canadian Medical Association, they reported that type 2 diabetes medicines increase the risk of bladder cancer by 40%. So the researchers reviewed many studies that included 2.6 million patients to publish their findings. And the study of a 2016 report in the British Medical Journal confirmed the same thing, that diabetic drugs are associated with an increased risk of bladder cancer. Here's a quote from Dr. Jeffrey Johnson, School of Public Health, University of Alberta, Canada. He says, "We observed an increased risk of bladder cancer associated with the use of thiazolamine iodide, or in particularly a drug called pioglitazone, and it's used to treat diabetes, of course. So generic name and, you know. So the research team at the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom found that there are potential factors involved with regards to the diabetic meds, either alone or in combinations. You want to know what they are? Astonishing. You're taking these drugs to prohibit, sugar levels that can increase risk of certain conditions. And here we are that the drugs are involved with regards to these conditions. They discovered five key outcomes. Blindness, usually diabetics have an issue there, amputation, severe kidney renal failure, and high and low blood sugars. So they're taking these drugs for what reason then? According to the WebMD website, they said antidepressants cause incontinent issues or worsen the symptoms of bladder problems. So the drugs prohibit the bladder from contracting so it can't empty completely, and this can lead to also bacterial infections. All right, so let's look at some other drugs that can cause bladder problems. So it's no secret that certain prescription medicines can cause bladder problems. So if you have bladder problems and are on any of these drugs, you might want to look at alternatives. Blood pressure medicines, your alpha blockers and your vasodilator drugs, they cause urination problems. And if the prostate is enlarged, it will cause what is called benign prostatic hyperplasia. So in women, these drugs will relax the bladder. That causes a lot of urinary incontinence. Then there's the diuretics, often prescribed for the heart patients, especially for congestive heart failure. And often diuretic meds are called water pills, and they affect the kidneys directly to reduce the blood pressure by flushing more water and salt and out of the system. But the diuretics also deplete your system of magnesium. And lastly, sleeping pills. They can cause incontinence and bedwetting. You don't wake up, see, when the bladder pinging you to go pee, you're asleep. Here's a quote from Dr. David Ginsberg. He's a urologist at Keck School of Medicine, University of Southern California, Los Angeles. He says, yeah, if you're taking diuretics, you're making more urine. End of quote. Thank you, Doc. Wouldn't have known that. Well, here's the point of all this. You have choices. Every one of us do. We really have to get past this thinking that there's only one way to address health issues. There are many ways, and personally I prefer the organic ones. So diet and exercise play this huge part in our health. So organic whole food medicines should be viewed in the same light as organic food versus synthetic food. For example, if you took the ingredients that were in a vaccine and put them on a dinner plate, you would not feed them to your child. So prescription drugs are a quick fix, but they don't address the underlying cause, and therefore the drug therapy eventually fails along with your system crashing. So personally, if I had trouble sleeping, I would evaluate my diet and my emotions that could be causing the insomnia. You know, make sure I'm getting some exercise in there. And while I'm getting that all fixed, I would probably use some valerian root to promote better natural sleep. Now, if I had heart problems, again, I would evaluate lifestyle and use heart and cardio strengthening herbs. If I had kidney or bladder problems, I would avoid the things that agitate the system and do a kidney bladder cleanse. If I had reproductive issues, problems there, I would use the herbal system cleanses. They remove inflammation. Yeah. You want to take that excuse right out of your doctor's mouth. Inflammation. There you go. So when we cleanse the body and nourish it, we find we can sidestep a lot of these internal medicine problems. It's all what we're putting in our system. I was talking to someone just today, and I said, hey, you can go up on YouTube, and you can pull up these Super 8 movies of Victory Day on Hawaii, you know, at the end of World War II. And the one thing you notice is nobody's overweight in the film. They're all fit. That's because, you know, we didn't have the garbage that we eat now. There wasn't any, you know, fast food restaurants then. There may have been a diner, but, you know, usually that was, you know, home cooking stuff. So it's what we're doing to ourselves with foods and beverages and drugs, basically, that are messing us up big time. So we got to get back to the basics, try to keep the diet basic, and, you know, you're a big girl, you're a big boy out there, you can get used to anything, you know. Spend 20 minutes making your own stuff. Keep it simple. You don't have to get fancy, but keep it organic and simple. And try to get some raw vegetables in there often, because you'll get more out of them. So, but in the meantime, you're going to find the professional strength organic whole food herbal products to cleanse and nourish your system at Apothecary Herbs. You can call now to order, or for your free product catalog, get one of those. The number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, they do have a website. Check them out there. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's absolutely very affordable. And more importantly, they work. So check that out. ThePowerHerbs.com. You know, and make sure you're being responsible and proactive about the lifestyle. That's huge, you know. Otherwise, you're putting a Band-Aid on a big, big wound if you're not addressing that lifestyle. Now, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So do sign up for those, and they're free. A subscription is free, and you'll get information each and every week that you share with family and friends. And spread the power. That's what it is. It's all being empowered, taking care of yourself. You know, I talk to people a lot, and they're talking about prepping and this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, get that taken care of, but don't forget your backup medicines. You know, you're going to have something like that on hand. And I love the products at Apothecary Herbs because they have a 10-year shelf life. So the liquids, if you store them appropriately, they'll last 10 years. So you'll have medicines when you need them. ThePowerHerbs.com. It's where healthcare options just became endless. Oh, goodness, and I can see by the clock. Got to take a little break. But when we come back, more empowering health news. Not going to let you down there. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about our furry little friends, our pets, you know, because we're coming into the warmer months, and people are going to go on trips, they're going to go on vacation, they may not take their pet with them, because it can be a challenge to find, you know, pet-friendly hotels and resorts these days. So people, what do? Well, they're going to leave them with family and friends, or they'll have a pet sitter come in, they're forced to board the pet, and we're talking about some of this stuff here. But, you know, I'm a big pet lover, so I want to make sure we got herbal stuff for pets. Now, flea and tick season, you know, of course, you know, with the wet and the spring and the sun and yet the bugaroos coming out, don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs got you covered with natural flea and tick collars and natural flea and tick shampoo with eucalyptus. Oh, makes your pet smell so fresh and sweet and repels those bugs. keeps the skin nice and soft and supple. So it's a lot better than washing your pet with like Head and Shoulders for sure. And keeps them itch free, which is another thing I like about it. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Let's talk about some of the common products that can give your pets a problem, even encourage the development of cancer. You want to be aware of some of the common products that could cause the pets health issues, because too many pets today are being treated for cancer as opposed to like 50 years ago. So according to WebMD.com, 50% of dogs over the age of 10 have cancer and is the leading cause of pet death. So you know something is very wrong when vet clinics have, you know, pretty much an oncologist suite with radiation suites there to treat pets for cancer. So the FDA approved the first drug to treat pet cancer in 2009, and the industry has this huge potential to be almost as profitable as cancer industry for humans. So vets treat pet cancer the same way humans are treated with drugs and surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, just like humans. So pets are often the experimental subjects for cancer vaccines as well. So depending on the cancer, the treatments can range from $1,000 to $15,000. Now, I once knew a guy who took out a second mortgage on his house to pay for the vet bills for treatment when his dog was diagnosed with leukemia and needed blood transfusions. So there are, you know, vet clinics that do also bone marrow transplants on pets now. And what are the chances that your pet will get cancer, or if your pet already has benign cancer that could become malignant? Well, vets tell us the chance is 60% or greater. The cancer won't stay benign. So what is happening to our pets that they're now riddled with cancer? Well, here's some of the signs of cancer you want to be aware of according to veterinarians. There are signs to watch for, likelihood of cancer. If they get a lot of lumps or bumps which do not resolve on their own, vets will tell you that the only way to tell if a lump is cancerous is to do a needle biopsy. Usually these lumps or bumps are called fatty tumors, which is a very nice way of saying your pet has lymphoma. And it is supposedly a benign tumor, and now it's very common in the middle-aged or older dogs to have them. Female dogs, which are overweight, are more susceptible to getting fatty tumors, and vets will tell their pet owners that some breeds more prone to the fatty tumors more so than others, like Dobermans, Schnauzers, and Labradors. Some of the breeds that also mixed breeds will tend to get fatty tumors. So we're told, the vets are saying that these lymphomas are a natural part of the aging process. No, they're not. Cancer is not natural, not part of the aging process. It's not. Okay, so that's what they're telling us. I personally don't believe that. And there is a risk that these benign tumors can become malignant, in which the name changes to liposarcoma cancer. And these tumors tend to be difficult to remove, and they do come back in most cases if you do have them removed. So vets will tell the pet owner to, you know, watch for the fatty tumors, see if it grows or spreads in size, and they recommend using some wax paper to draw a template of the tumor with a marker and lay the paper over the area to trace the edges and put a date on this template, and then check that monthly for progress in size. Also, one of the other things you'll notice is the attitude of your pet or the appetite of your pet, they change. Also a factor if your pet is ill with cancer. Abnormal odors, if your pet puts out an offensive odor from their mouth, their ears, or other body parts, it could be an indicator of cancer. Abnormal discharges, so any blood or pus or other weird substances coming out of your pet is a sign. Abnormal discharges could also bloat or cause distension of your pet, indicating there's an accumulation of these discharged substances. Wounds that won't heal is another indicator, something that is stressing the body, and an infection of skin could take a while to heal. Also, weight loss indicates cancer may be present, especially if there's a sudden loss of weight. Coughing or trouble breathing, These also are signs. It could be also heart or lung issues, cancer around those areas. Lethargic behavior or depression. So if your pet is not acting like himself, is sleeping more, less playful, not interested in taking walks, can indicate cancer. Changes in stool or urine. So if there's like blood discharged, it can indicate cancer. And if there's evidence of pain, your pet shows that he's uncomfortable, he's not moving, or he has, you know, a lot of arthritis, could be that, or he could have even bone cancer that's causing him trouble. So what could be causing all this in pets? Well, a lot of pet owners faithfully treat their pets with prescribed meds from their vet. And these are products that are intended to dose the pet on a monthly basis, usually for parasites like your worms, fleas, and ticks. And these products can cost pet owners $30 to $60 a month. And for this reason, some pet owners tend to get their products on the internet from other countries at a discount. However, what are these products doing to the health of your pet? Well, let's take a look. The monthly flea treatment, one popular brand, Comfortis, is made by Eli Lilly in the UK. It is a chewable tablet. Some of the side effects on the enclosed leaflet will say vomiting, lethargic behavior, anorexia, diarrhea, ataxia, which is loss of muscle control, and seizures. However, what is the drug that companies list as adverse events? Could they be leaving maybe out some important information? It also is very important to note that the common side effects occur in what are considered healthy pets. So if you take your pet to the vet with these symptoms after starting the drug, vets may mistake the symptoms for something else and give your pet an additional drug. Well, let's look at some chemicals. If you read the list of ingredients that Eli Lilly has in the drug or the product Comfortis, we find spinosad, which is, we're told, a common bacterium found in dirt. So the laboratory breaks the bacteria down into spinospin A and D, and is registered. It's a registered pesticide by the U.S. Department Protection Agency, Environmental Protection Agency, since 1997. So the spinosad is used in over 80 pesticide products used to kill agricultural pets, and it comes in lots of forms. It comes in dust, granules, and sprays. And it's also used in pet collars that you buy at the store and other pet products. There is always a reference on the products to contact poison control if unauthorized exposure occurs. So the FDA has approved spinosad to be used in drugs for head lice on humans and flea and tick products for your dogs and cats. So this chemical attacks the nervous system of the parasite, but it also attacks humans and pets. So the goal of the product is to paralyze the parasite and kill them within 2 days. And you can find similar side effects with the monthly treatment for heartworm medicines, which are essentially insecticides. So everywhere you look, there are reports that these products are supposedly safe and there's no known cause of disease in your pet. However, the trial studies that give us these chemicals, and they say they are a clean chemical, clean report, but in short, they never go past a year of testing in any of them, and pets get these chemicals month after month, year after year. So what your pet is exposed to, some vets are speaking out, and they're saying that pets all over the United States are not at risk of heartworm and should not be given these toxic chemicals year-round. So vet and dog companies know that heartworm in pets is prevalent in the warm, moist climates of the United States, but the dry, arid regions have few, if any, cases of heartworm. So according to PetConsumerReport.com, the heartworm drugs kill the parasites, if any, before they mature, and successive treatments are really unnecessary. And they report that these drugs are not really safe, and they have very toxic consequences. So pet owners are told that the drug is if given in small doses, it's great for the prevention of heartworm. But monthly doses of the chemicals have an accumulative effect inside your pet and affect your pet's system, and it can become a serious health risk. So no one in their right mind would take any dose, no matter how small, of insecticide each month. Same thing with the vaccines. You take the ingredients, you put it on a plate when you feed it to your kid. Well, if you put an insecticide on your plate, are you going to feed that to your dog, your cat? Well, it's a slow poisoning is what it is of your pet. And here are the extended health risks according to Pet Consumer Report. They say if you use these products, you'll have a pet with a weakened immune system. Your pet's system will become overworked trying to rid itself of the toxins. Your organ failure occurs basically in liver and kidneys under the strain. Your pet's energy is reduced with an overall suppressed system. And your pet's more susceptible to bacterial and viral infections and can't seem to shake off those types of illnesses. And then, of course, then your vet's giving you antibiotics and steroids and whatever for your pet. So what most pet owners don't realize is that they should take measures to neutralize the parasites before they bite the pet. And there are plenty of natural parasite repellents which would offer an option to avoid the toxicity of the parasite drugs that vets give you. Okay, so alternatives. Some of the alternatives that vets, if you can find an alternative vet, it's kind of like trying to find a unicorn, but they may recommend herbs that help repel parasites and mosquitoes. So you can find some natural herbs and oils like eucalyptus, cedarwood, citronella, rue, pennyroyal, and these are not harmful to your pets, and they are great repellents. And inside the pet, you can also avoid the parasites. Sometimes, you know, parasites don't like the taste of the pet's blood if you give them certain herbs, if you give them certain supplements. So that's another way to do the same thing that the drugs are doing, but in a safe, healthy way. So if you're looking for a safer alternative for your pets, you might want to check into if your pet has, you know, cancer, you may want to check into dandelion root because Windsor Medical University says it kills cancer. So that's Quebec, Canada's research. Dandelion root is known to kill all known cancer cells. Doesn't really matter what kind your pet has. So give your pet a chance. Get some natural flea and tick collars. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have those with all those natural repellent herbs in them and won't irritate your pet's skin, which is very cool. They have a shampoo with an extra layer of protection. Always great to have that. Black walnut's good if you think you have internal parasites. You can give your pet some black walnut as well. And so you can, there's lots of things you can do for your pet instead of, you know, the toxicity from the pharmacy drugs now the vets are given out. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless for your pets, too. So check that out. Less expensive than a vet bill, let me tell you. Mm-mm-mm. Well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about purifying the blood, keeping the blood clean. If your blood is not clean, your wounds won't heal. If your blood is not clean, you will have numerous colds and infections. So we're going to talk about that. Because infections of the blood are becoming a little more common, and blood infections are so also known, they call it sepsis in the medical industry, septicemia. If you get some pathogenic organisms, there's toxins that get released also into the bloodstream that can poison your blood, make it, especially if you're diabetic, your blood gets laden down with impurities, a lot of sugar, and that's why they're wounds, their ulcers won't heal. So blood cleansing is real important. According to medicine, sepsis is a global problem, number one cause of infections and death in hospitals, despite all the drug therapy and the vaccines and intensive care treatments they have. So let's look at this. Some of the stats from scientific medicine is that sepsis infections kill more people than cancer. And few people hear about this. So if people were educated to understand that sepsis is really blood poisoning, then they would, you know, be more concerned and do something to protect themselves. Every country around the world has sepsis or blood poisoning statistics. More developed countries, along also with the third world countries, have the same risk of death by blood poisoning. So the most vulnerable, the young and the old, are more at risk, especially if you're chronically ill. You can get sepsis, even if in the hospital. However, statistics show that more males than females tend to get blood poisoning. So in developed countries, 60 to 80% of the annual deaths do involve sepsis. Hospitals report a steady increase in blood poisoning by threefold over the last 10 years. So it's interesting. We got an issue. Some of the risk factors, according to medical science, common infections and conditions that can make you more at higher risk of sepsis, blood poisoning, would be conditions like diabetes and cancer, AIDS, renal disease, liver disease, if you had a severe burn and you're a burn patient, trauma cases, pregnancy, of course, leaky gut, abnormal blood clots, inflammatory diseases, congested organs, influenza, pneumonia, meningitis, malaria, urinary tract infections, also called UTIs, skin infections like cellulitis, appendicitis, catheters, using catheters, and invasive medical procedures, as well as dirty hospital equipment, and those confined to healthcare settings like, you know, extended living, nursing homes, and so forth. So what can be some of the triggers to get sepsis? It's usually triggered by an infection or a buildup of toxins due to the filtering organs not working properly. You don't have that free flow of toxins leaving the body, and they kind of get stacked up and in there. So this promotes widespread inflammation. And if you don't get the infection pretty quick, your organs will shut down. Sepsis microbes are also mentioned. They can be fungi, bacteria, viruses, and parasites. So pandemic-like infections like Ebola and dengue fever can also bring on sepsis. But you know, you've got herbs for that. That's right. Gentian root, been known since 2012, are inhibitors to both Ebola and dengue. Anything that's a hemorrhagic fever, gentian root, definitely have some of that. So they also said that the reason we have blood poisoning 7 to 10-fold higher is because our population is getting older. We have an increase in more chronic diseases than ever before. We have unnecessary surgical interventions and procedures that patients shouldn't be getting. Also, poor socioeconomic conditions, as well as immune suppressive and chemotherapy treatments. Immune suppressive treatments can be drugs, you know, like if you had an organ transplant. Also, in that category is antibiotics and vaccines, as well as overuse of, drug-resistant, antibiotics. So overuse of that. Now, in May 2014, the Journal of the American Medical Association reported a whopping 50% of hospital deaths were linked to blood poisoning. They figured that 10% of all the hospital patients do get sepsis. The CDC ran the numbers, and they found 750,000 U.S. hospital patients had blood poisoning. The Agency for Healthcare Research found that and accounted for about 25% of the hospital charges were to deal with blood poisoning. 25% of hospital charges? That's a big chunk of their bread and butter. So maybe blood poisoning is a boon for them, isn't it? According to medical science, hospital stay and intensive care, if you get blood poisoning, it can be expensive. Those sepsis blood poisoning charges go up 12% a year at the hospital. So how does medicine treat it? Well, the effects of blood of the body from sepsis can be massive and complex. Doctors usually start, with massive antibiotic drugs. They also try to drop the blood pressure, and they use medications for that. Then they do tests, they test for oxygen levels, blood gases, intravenous fluids. A lot of times a person with blood poisoning is on a ventilation machine, can't breathe for himself. Frank's saying, so do they poison people at the hospital and then charge them to get rid of it? Pretty much. I think the risk is higher there. And if you get it, it's not going to hurt their bottom line any, is, I guess, the point. So some of the drugs they'll use are corticosteroids, antibiotics, vasosuppressors, blood thinners, immune system suppressants to lower inflammation. And there's also the likelihood they'll have to amputate if they can't get a handle on it. So treating sepsis, according to Texas Tech University Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, they say, this is Dr. Dimitri Pappas. He says, treating sepsis with massive antibiotics is standard approach, but you're creating drug-resistant bacteria, so there's a need to not over-treat sepsis, which could lead to additional problems, especially in that environment, the hospital. Definitely. Well, there are some prevention methods. I've often stated that organ cleansing, including your blood cleansing step, is a natural way to avoid conditions like sepsis as much as possible. I also feel that diabetics are at a greater risk of blood becoming too toxic, and they should do blood cleansing and bowel cleansing, all their system cleansings, at least twice a year. If I were a diabetic, that's what I'd be doing. So the herbal organ cleanses are really a natural way to sweep the entire system of impurities, like heavy metals, pharmaceutical residues, sugars, pesticides, you name it. So all that stuff you don't want to hold on to. You have to have that free flow toxicity, or the system will get congested with toxins, and you will have problems kind of spring out in the weakest genetic link that you have. So just look at your family tree and see where that link is. You know who was sick in your family and with what, I'm sure. So it's well worth the effort to investigate, some natural means to, kind of your natural insurance plan. Vasodilators like hawthorn berries are very popular, and also help protect your fibrinogen protein so you don't have abnormal blood clots. Tested it against the blood thinner drugs, and hawthorn berries work just as well or even better with no side effects. So, of course, you've got a lot of tools. I could talk all day about the tools the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. They have pandemic kits. They have prostate kits. They have kidney bladder cleanse kits. They have bowel cleansing kits, blood cleanse formulas, cardiovascular dilators, heart strengthening formulas, formulas to help your body manage blood sugar better. I mean, I could be here a long time. So just go to the website and check them out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call. Ask for a free product catalog. You'll be amazed how powerful you can be with the right tools and information. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That's powerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.